This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our guest is Mark Brown, Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk cotton in just a moment. But before we talk cotton, let's talk sorghum. Amy France is a producer from southwestern Kansas, also chair of the National Sorghum Producers. This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our guest is Mark Brown, Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk cotton in just a moment. But before we talk cotton, let's talk sorghum. Amy France is a producer from southwestern Kansas, also chair of the National Sorghum Producers. It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and our guest today is Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, we're entering kind of the fourth quarter, if you will, for growing this cotton crop across the southern high plains, which is the largest contiguous cotton patch in the world. So what are you seeing as far as conditions?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, as far as being in the fourth quarter, unfortunately, much of our crop, especially the dry land and the very limited irrigation, is kind of on the sidelines at this point. And we're just waiting to see what the analysis is going to be to see whether or not that crop gets harvested. Tony, as you know, we've had a very brutal August that we dealt with, and July was not very kind to us. I want to talk about the month of August now that we're into September. We can go back and look at that, and we can see that in August we averaged 5.8 degrees above the normal average daily temperature. And, you know, it's not really unusual for us in a hot, dry summer to average a couple of degrees above, but to average almost 6 degrees above normal, that was a very hot August on average. And then, to add insult to injury, we officially in Lubbock received less than a quarter of an inch for the entire month. And if we look from January to August, the official Lubbock rainfall so far for 2026 is 8.66 inches. And we've had, up to this point, a total of 25 days at or above 100 degrees for this 2026 growing season. Now, that is not a record. The record on that was set back in 2011 during that epic drought that we had then that nobody has forgotten about. But 25 days at or above 100, that's, well, more than double what our average is on that. So it's certainly been a difficult crop and a difficult season from a standpoint of weather, and I think the crop is unfortunately going to show a lot of that this year.
Well, and again, what a tremendous start to the year, and to have it end like this, or what appears to be ending like this. Mark, this is with El Nino in place.
Right.
We had La Ninas back, you know, 20 years ago and drought with that. But once the El Nino came in, we got the moisture. It didn't happen this time.
Did not happen as of yet. And we're still waiting on that moisture that they keep promising. And as you listen to a lot of the agricultural meteorologists, a lot of them talk about the fact that we may have a very wet winter with a lot of winter precip. And of course that would be great for next year, and we do live in pretty good next year country, as you know, Tony, and so we do certainly hope that we can get some winter rainfall or snowfall, because we know that that's going to be critical as far as getting some subsoil moisture stored up for the 2027 growing season. As far as where we're at on the 26 season, we know that because of this brutal July and August and lack of rainfall, we know that we've lost yield potential out here. I will say, on a positive note, we've got a lot of drip irrigated acres out here that still look nice. They still look good with a decent bowl load on them. And we've got some of our better water where we have pivot irrigation and have higher gallons per minute. We've got some fields out there that look pretty good as well. Unfortunately, you know, it has come with a price because we had to pay for that in terms of electricity to pump the irrigation water. And I know that we've had to pump the wells hard once again over the last couple of months. As you mentioned, we started out with a lot of promise, and there were some spotty rains that occurred, and some places were in pretty good shape. And looked like this might be the year with the prediction of the El Nino. And so a lot of people put money into this crop early on, put down fertilizer, you know, kept the irrigation going. And then, unfortunately, we just did not receive the help. Now, as we look at the light irrigated acres and also at most of the dry land, except where we got some very spotty rainfall in a timely manner, just unfortunately did not get a wide enough spread rainfall. But much of our dry land is sitting out there today. It's just unfortunately just burned up, and we are just sitting and waiting on those mid-September bowl counts by the insurance adjusters to see where we stand as far as abandonment versus what acres will need to go ahead and be harvested.
Talking with Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, it's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, or strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest, Mark Brown, Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers. Well, Mark, again, it's been a tough year for producers who've faced multiple tough years now, talking about the dry land crop, and pretty much it's been wiped out here. Are we going to be looking for potentially more ad hoc here in a way to help out producers again?
Well, I think that it certainly does, particularly in our area where and out to the west where we've seen so much drought. And then not only that, but unfortunately we've got a lot of areas within the nation that are on the opposite end of the spectrum where they've had too much rainfall at the wrong time and has devastated crops from a flooding standpoint. So we've got all of that, not to mention the fact that with the war efforts that we've had going on within Iran, we know that the diesel prices are pretty much at an all-time high, and we know that fertilizer prices have gone up because of the increase in input costs, even though, unfortunately, we had a better market price this year for cotton, but it doesn't look like most farmers are going to be able to take a large advantage of that just because of the lack of production this year. And then also add to that the increased input costs. And I think certainly we can make a case for another year of some type of emergency assistance. In fact, you know, the House, they've already passed their version of a Farm Bill 2.0. We're just waiting on the Senate to get a, hopefully when they come back on September the 14th from their recent break, they will be able to go back into session within the Senate Ag Committee and finalize their version of the House, or excuse me, of the Senate Farm Bill 2.0, so that they can vote on that through the full Senate and then hopefully get that reconciled with the House and get some assistance out there. But we do know the House has already talked about and already recommended approximately $12 billion of assistance. And we don't know how that will come exactly at this point, but we do know that the Farm Bridge Assistance Program that was delivered based on the 25 crop, we know that that got a lot of praise for being something that was quick and efficient and able to in being able to get some emergency funding out into the countryside quickly. So I think chances are good that we could see something like that. I know that Plains cotton growers will be going back up to Washington, D.C. and fighting for some continued assistance in a program like that.
We're talking with Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton, to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Mark Brown, Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. Legislative priorities, what's ahead?
There are some other priorities that we have that we're going to be continuing to work on as we round out the end of the year. Now, the House, as you know, they left for their Labor Day break. They will also be back on September the 14th. For a short period of time, and before they left, they did pass the continuing resolution that was in place, which will keep the government funded through December the 11th. So at least through the midterm elections, until we see what happens with these elections, we know that we're safe from any type of government shutdown. But we do know that both the House and the Senate are going to have to come up with their spending packages and finalize things as far as the Defense Act, and then also keeping the government open beyond December the 11th. And so a few things that we think could still happen on that. We're still hoping for completion of a Farm Bill 2.0. We're going to be looking for some emergency assistance for our farmers for those reasons that we mentioned just a few minutes ago. And then also, we won't forget the Buying American Cotton Act. And that has garnered a lot of support both in the House and the Senate, but it has not come to the floor in the way of an option to be passed. Really, it needs some type of legislation to be attached to, and we think that probably one of the most likely things, with us being short on time, would be that year-end spending package. And so we'll see if we can get the Buying American Cotton Act passed. We think that that could make a tremendous difference for the entire cotton industry, and we also think that there's a lot of support up there, so we hope to be able to get it passed.
All right, Mark, we've run out of time. If we want to keep up with Plains Cotton Growers and the work there, where do we find you?
Yes, sir. The best place to locate us would be to go to our website at plainscotton.org. And from there, you can see how to contact us directly at our office or to tie in with some social media platforms and follow us on your favorite platform. but that would be plainscotton.org.
Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
On demanding job sites, you need equipment that works as hard as your crew. The Wiley Express water wagon is built for construction, industrial, and municipal use, delivering dependable water application for dust abatement, fire protection, and fresh water supply. The Express water wagon helps keep your operation safe, compliant, and productive. The Wiley Express water wagon, built for the toughest jobs on the ground. Trust Wiley Sprayers, proudly built in Texas. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
It's the Agribusiness Report. President Trump from the Oval Office on Friday.
I'm also signing an order authorizing ranchers to protect rural communities and cattle herds from predatory Mexican gray wolves, which are costing them tens of millions of dollars and endangering not only herds but people. So the Mexican gray wolf. Anybody have a problem with the Mexican gray wolf?
Is here, big problem.
How? Where are you from?
Arizona, sir.
And is that a very fertile area for the gray wolf?
That's where they've released a lot of the Mexican gray wolves, Arizona and New Mexico.
Who released them?
It was during the Bill Clinton administration. Mr. Babbitt was Secretary of the Interior, and he oversaw
them. Not a great idea, right?
No, sir.
Although they are beautiful looking.
Right.
But you don't think they're beautiful, do you?
President Trump from the White House. It's the Agribusiness Report.